With SRN News, I'm John Scott, speaking at a March for Israel event in Washington, D.C. Actress Tova Felshu says the anti-Semitism displayed on college campuses around the U.S. must stop.
We stand here knowing that the halls of our universities should be havens of enlightenment and moral clarity and not places where Jewish students, Jewish faculty, or any minority feels outcast and afraid of being physically abused.
Today's event on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., tens of thousands have come together in support of Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden will have face-to-face talks with China's Xi Jinping for the first time in a year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
The meeting in Northern California is aimed at improving tense relations between the U.S. and China. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the best way to avoid conflict is through intense diplomacy.
That's how we clear up misperceptions and avoid surprises. That's how we work together where and when our interests overlap.
Sullivan says Mr. Biden believes there is no substitute for face-to-face diplomacy to manage the complex relationship between Washington and Beijing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking on the timeline to get at least four or five lanes of damaged Interstate 10 in Los Angeles open again.
Relatively good news considering the alternative, a full demo, which would have been many, many months. We were looking at that 5 to 6 month period as the alternative, 3 to 5 weeks now.
The governor speaking on ABC 7 Los Angeles. At Wall Street, stocks remain sharply higher. The Dow is up 510 points and the NASDAQ adding 315. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry steps up for Israel.
When Hamas launched its October 7th attack, it targeted first responders, killing a number of paramedics and destroying their ambulances. Samaritan's Purse says it will provide Israel with 14 new ambulances to replace the ones the terrorists burned or blew up. Ministry President Franklin Graham says, quote, innocent families are suffering in Israel and Gaza as the result of the war, and many lives have been lost because they haven't been able to reach medical care fast enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian legal groups are preparing for what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes on properties across the nation. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other leading atheist groups are spending much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the season. This is SRN News. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling at the southern border has failed in the House.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Greene, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
And the trial for David DePape, accused in the attack of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, continues. Paul Pelosi testified on Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.